Ava stood at the edge of the mystical plateau, the warmth of the eternal dawn enveloping her like a gentle embrace. It was a place where the sun always lingered just above the horizon, casting a golden glow that danced across the sprawling fields of wildflowers and tall grasses. The air was thick with the scent of blooming jasmine and wild lavender, a fragrance that stirred memories deep within her heart. As she gazed out over the breathtaking landscape, memories of Darius flooded her mind. Memories of laughter, love, and the chilling moment when they were torn apart by a dark enchantment. The vibrant colors of the dawn reminded her of the days they had spent together, running through the fields, their laughter echoing into the endless sky. But those days felt like a distant dream now, overshadowed by the darkness that had come between them. "Ava," she whispered to herself, her voice barely audible over the gentle rustle of the grass. "What happened to you, Darius?" The question hung in the air unanswered as her heart ached with longing and fear. She had spent countless nights searching for answers, haunted by the thought that he might be lost to the shadows forever. The spell that had separated them was powerful, an ancient magic that thrived on despair and fear. She had heard whispers of it in the winds, tales told by those who roamed the plateau. But now, standing here, she felt a flicker of hope ignite within her. Suddenly, a rustle in the grass broke her reverie, sending chills racing down her spine. Ava's heart raced as she turned, her instincts heightened. The familiar sound of footsteps made her pulse quicken, and she squinted into the shadows, half expecting to see a creature of the night. But as the figure emerged from the shadows, her breath caught in her throat. There he was, Darius. The alpha wolf, once thought lost to the darkness, stood before her, more formidable and hauntingly beautiful than she remembered. His deep-set eyes glimmered like molten gold, radiating a power that sent shivers down her spine. His presence was both comforting and alarming, a reminder of the bond they once shared and the dangers that still loomed in the twilight. "Ava," he breathed out, his voice a low rumble that reverberated through her very being. There was a weight to his words, a mixture of relief and concern that made her heart ache. "I thought I would never find you again." "Darius," she whispered, stepping forward, her heart torn between joy and fear. "I can't believe it's really you." She wanted to run into his arms, to feel the warmth of his embrace, but a lingering doubt held her back. The darkness that had taken him once might still be lurking, ready to snatch him away again. He took a cautious step toward her, his gaze searching hers. "I've been searching for a way to break the spell that binds us," he confessed, the weight of his words hanging heavy in the air. "But it's more complicated than I anticipated. There are dangers lurking in the shadows, Ava. We must be careful." Her heart sank at his words. "What do you mean? What dangers?" She felt a knot of anxiety tighten in her stomach, remembering the tales of the dark forces that roamed the plateau, waiting to ensnare those who dared to seek the truth. "The enchantment that separated us didn't just bind me to the darkness," Darius explained, his voice steady but laced with urgency. "It awakens something within the shadows. Something that wants to keep us apart. I can feel its presence watching us." Ava shivered at the thought, her mind racing with possibilities. They had both been touched by the enchantment, and though they were reunited, the danger was far from over. "What can we do?" she asked, desperation creeping into her voice. "How do we break it?" Darius stepped closer, the intensity of his gaze locking onto hers. "We need to confront the past," he said. "There are echoes of our history that still linger here in this place. If we can unearth them, we might find a way to weaken the spell's grip." His hand reached out, brushing against her cheek, and in that fleeting moment, Ava felt a surge of warmth, a reminder of the love that had once flourished between them. "I want to help you," she murmured, her heart racing. "But I'm scared, Darius. What if the darkness takes you again? What if it takes me?" His expression softened, a mixture of determination and tenderness. "We'll face it together, Ava. I won't let anything tear us apart again." There was a promise in his words, a vow that ignited a flicker of hope within her. But the shadows of doubt lingered at the edges of her thoughts, whispering fears that threatened to consume her. As they stood together, the eternal dawn casting a golden glow around them, Ava felt an undeniable pull toward Darius. It was as if the very essence of their souls was intertwined, the bond that had once connected them still flickering beneath the surface. But with each heartbeat, the weight of the past loomed larger, a reminder of the darkness that had separated them. "Let's explore the plateau," Darius suggested, his voice breaking through her thoughts. "There may be signs, symbols from our past that can guide us." He extended his hand, and after a moment's hesitation, she took it, feeling the warmth radiate through her. As they walked through the golden fields, the memories of their shared laughter echoed in her mind, mingling with the fear that lingered in the air. The flowers swayed gently around them as if whispering secrets from a time long gone. But the further they ventured, the more she sensed an ominous presence lurking just beyond their reach. "Darius," she said, her voice trembling slightly. "Do you feel that?" His expression darkened, and he nodded slowly, his grip tightening around her hand. "Yes. We must stay vigilant." With every step, Ava's heart raced, torn between the hope of rekindling their love and the fear of what lay ahead. Whatever awaited them in the shadows, she knew one thing for certain. Their journey had only just begun, and the path forward would test not only their love but their very souls. As Ava and Darius ventured further into the heart of the plateau, the golden light of the eternal dawn shimmered around them, casting a warm glow on the wildflowers that danced in the gentle breeze. The air was thick with the scent of blooming jasmine, evoking memories of their shared laughter and stolen moments in the sunlit meadows of their past. Ava glanced sideways at Darius, his presence both comforting and unnerving. The shadows that lingered in his eyes hinted at the weight of the darkness from which he had emerged, yet there was a flicker of hope in the way he looked at her. "Do you remember the last time we were here?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. The memories flooded back, and she could almost feel the warmth of the sun on her skin and hear the echoes of their laughter mingling with the rustling leaves. Darius turned to her, his expression softening. "How could I forget? We spent hours chasing each other through the fields, pretending we were invincible." He paused, a shadow crossing his face. "But that was before the night came, before everything changed." Ava felt a pang in her heart. The memories of their blissful childhood were now tainted by the darkness that had taken Darius from her. "We can find a way to break this spell, Darius. We just need to remember who we were," she urged, her determination steeling as she grasped his hand, intertwining her fingers with his. Darius looked down at their hands, and for a moment the weight of the world seemed to lift. "You always had a way of igniting hope in me, Ava. But do you think our past is enough to overcome the shadows that haunt me?" His voice trembled slightly, revealing the vulnerability he often masked. "I believe it is," she declared, her conviction unwavering. "Our love was powerful enough to bond us, and it can be powerful enough to break this curse. We just have to stay strong together." As they walked deeper into the plateau, Ava began to recount tales of their youth, each story weaving a thread of connection between them. She spoke of the time they had climbed the tallest tree, daring each other to reach the very top, and how they had laughed at the view of the world below. Darius listened intently, a smile creeping onto his lips, a hint of the boy she once knew shining through the alpha he had become. "Do you remember the secret cave behind the waterfall?" she asked, a playful glint in her eyes. Darius chuckled, his demeanor lightening. "Of course. We thought we were so clever hiding our treasures there. I still have the stone you painted for me." Ava raised an eyebrow, surprised. "You kept that?" "Always," he replied, glancing at her with a mixture of affection and regret. "It reminds me of who I was before the darkness consumed me." Just then, a chill swept through the air, and the vibrant colors of the plateau seemed to dim slightly. Ava's heart raced as she sensed an ominous presence lurking nearby, a feeling that something unseen was watching them. She hesitated, her instincts flaring. "Darius," she said, her voice low, "do you feel that?" He nodded, his expression shifting from nostalgia to alertness. "Yes. We shouldn't linger here too long. The shadows are drawn to us." Darius's grip on her hand tightened, and together they quickened their pace, the laughter that had filled the air now replaced by a heavy silence. They soon stumbled upon a hidden glade, a secluded space surrounded by ancient trees that seemed to whisper secrets of the past. The ground was covered in soft moss, and the air felt charged with energy. Ava's breath caught in her throat as she spotted markings on the trees, symbols etched deep into the bark, glowing faintly in the eternal dawn. "What is this place?" she murmured, stepping closer to examine the intricate designs. Darius approached cautiously, a frown creasing his brow. "These markings, They look familiar. He traced one with his fingers, his touch reverent. I believe they may hold the key to breaking the enchantment. Ava's heart raced at the possibility. Can we decipher them? If we understand what they mean, maybe we can find a way to free you. He nodded slowly, his brow furrowing in concentration. But we must be careful. Tampering with magic we don't fully understand could unleash forces we aren't prepared to face. Together we can face anything, Ava insisted, her resolve shining through. Let's try. As they began to study the symbols, Darius explained what he remembered about them. These are ancient glyphs, tied to the very essence of our kind. They tell of a bond forged in light but shadowed by betrayal. It's said that to break the curse, one must confront the darkness that lies within. The weight of his words hung in the air, intertwining with the uncertainty that had settled in Ava's heart. And what if the darkness is too strong? She asked, her voice trembling. What if we can't break it? Darius turned to her, a fierce determination igniting in his eyes. We will, Ava. I won't let fear dictate our fate. I've lost too much already. I refuse to lose you as well. Just then, a rustle echoed through the glade, shattering the fragile moment. Ava's instincts flared, and she turned sharply, scanning the shadows that danced around them. A figure emerged from the darkness, cloaked in shadows, eyes glowing with a malevolent light. Darius, the figure hissed, its voice dripping with venom. You should have stayed in the shadows where you belong. Ava gasped, stepping closer to Darius, who instinctively positioned himself in front of her, a protective stance that sent a surge of warmth through her. I will not let you take me again, Kale. Darius growled, his voice low and dangerous. Kale, the former ally turned enemy, chuckled darkly. You think you can defy me? You are bound to the darkness, Darius. It craves you and it will never let you go. Ava's heart raced as the tension in the glade thickened. She could feel the shadows closing in, a palpable sense of dread washing over her. We won't let you win, she shouted, her voice trembling but fierce. Kale's smile widened, revealing sharp teeth. Ah, the brave little human thinks she can protect the Alpha. How quaint. He stepped closer, the shadows swirling around him. But you don't understand. The darkness isn't just outside, it's within him. It knows his weaknesses and it knows yours. Darius's jaw clenched, his eyes narrowing. Stay away from her, Kale. This is between you and me. Is it? Kale taunted, his voice echoing ominously. You've always been too naive, Darius. The shadows will always be your home. And soon, the girl will learn that she cannot save you. As the shadows pulsed around them, Ava felt the chilling weight of Kale's words. She glanced at Darius, whose expression was a mixture of fury and despair. In that moment, she realized that the battle ahead was not just against a physical foe but against the darkness that threatened to consume Darius's very soul. Together we can face him, Ava said, her voice steady despite the fear gnawing at her. We have to believe in our love. Darius turned to her, eyes fierce with determination. You're right. We cannot let him win. We will break this curse no matter the cost. As they stood united against the encroaching darkness, Ava felt a surge of power within her, a strength that had been dormant for too long. The fight was just beginning, and with Darius by her side, she was ready to confront whatever lay ahead. As the confrontation escalated, the atmosphere crackled with tension, each heartbeat drumming a rhythm of impending chaos. Ava stood rooted to the spot, her breath hitching in her throat as she absorbed the reality of their assailant. The shadowy figure loomed before them, a specter of Darius's past, its presence a visceral reminder of the darkness that had ensnared him. Why are you here, Lysander? Darius's voice was a low growl, fiercely protective as he stepped in front of Ava, his body a shield against the shadows that threatened to engulf them. Lysander's laughter echoed, cold and hollow, reverberating through the glade. To finish what was started, of course. You think you can escape your fate, Darius? You're bound to the night, cursed to dwell in the shadows. And this, he gestured dismissively at Ava, is merely a fleeting distraction. Ava's heart raced, the words slicing through her like a knife. Was she truly just a distraction? You don't understand, she said, her voice trembling yet resolute. Love can break curses. It can conquer darkness. Darius and I, love? Lysander interrupted, his voice dripping with contempt. What do you know of love, little girl? You're a mere mortal playing at emotions you cannot begin to comprehend. Darius is lost to you just as he was lost to me. You cannot save him. The weight of Lysander's words pressed down on her, igniting a storm of doubt within. Could their love withstand this darkness? She cast a quick glance at Darius, his eyes fierce with determination, but even he couldn't hide the flicker of uncertainty that crossed his features. "Stay back, Ava," Darius commanded, his tone sharp as he shifted into a defensive stance. "I won't let him hurt you. And what do you plan to do?" Lysander taunted, stepping closer, the shadows swirling around him like a living cloak. "You cannot defeat me. You are weakened by your own fears and insecurities. You carry the burden of a curse you cannot comprehend." Ava felt her heart sink, the truth in Lysander's words resonating painfully. She had always been the fragile one, the one who had relied on Darius's strength. But in this moment, she refused to be just a passive observer in their battle against the darkness. "You're wrong," she shouted, her voice rising above the tension. "I may not have the strength you do, but I believe in us. I believe in Darius." Darius turned slightly, surprise flickering in his eyes as he caught her gaze. In that moment, a spark ignited between them, a flicker of hope in the encroaching shadows. "Ava," he began, but before he could finish, Lysander lunged forward. The air crackled with energy as Darius moved to intercept, their bodies colliding with a force that sent shockwaves through the glade. Ava's heart raced as she watched them grapple, fierce and primal, the essence of their wolf forms clashing in a tumult of power. Darius's growls reverberated through the air, a sound of fury and desperation that sent chills down her spine. "Darius," she cried, feeling helpless as she witnessed the strength of Lysander's darkness pressing upon him. "You can't give in. Fight it." But the shadows were insidious, wrapping around Darius like a vice, and she could see the strain on his face as he struggled against them. "Ava, get out of here," he shouted through gritted teeth. "You must run." "No." She felt a surge of defiance rise within her, a fierce determination to stand by his side. "I'm not leaving you." In that moment, something deep within her stirred, a flicker of power that had lain dormant, waiting for the right moment to awaken. She reached deep inside herself, calling upon the emotions that bound her to Darius: love, loyalty, and the unwavering belief that they could overcome this darkness together. "Lysander, you think you can frighten me?" she yelled, stepping forward, her voice steady and unwavering. "You are nothing but a memory of fear. Darius and I are bound by something stronger than your darkness." Lysander paused, a flicker of surprise crossing his features, but it was enough of a distraction for Darius to push back against the shadows, gaining a momentary advantage. "Ava, focus," he urged, his voice strained but filled with urgency. "Trust in what we share." Ava's heart raced as she felt the surge of energy coursing through her, igniting a warmth that spread from her core to the tips of her fingers. "I trust you, Darius," she called out, channeling her emotions into a radiant stream of light that burst forth from her hands. The light illuminated the glade, pushing back against the shadows that threatened to swallow them whole. Darius's eyes widened as he felt the warmth of her love enveloping him, infusing him with renewed strength. "Ava," he breathed, his voice thick with emotion. "Together," she shouted, her determination unwavering as she stepped closer, feeling the magnetic pull of their connection. "We can break this." Lysander's visage twisted in rage as Ava's light continued to grow, encircling them like a protective barrier. "No, you cannot." But before he could finish, the light surged forth, engulfing them in a brilliant explosion of color and warmth. The shadows recoiled, their hold on Darius weakening as Ava's strength intertwined with his, creating a bond that transcended the darkness. In the aftermath of their combined force, Lysander stumbled back, a snarl of frustration escaping his lips. "This isn't over, Darius. I will return. You cannot escape your fate." With that, he vanished into the shadows, leaving the glade eerily quiet, the air still heavy with the remnants of their confrontation. Darius dropped to one knee, panting heavily, the fight having drained him. Ava rushed to his side, her heart pounding in her chest as she knelt beside him. "Darius, are you okay?" He looked up at her, eyes filled with a mixture of gratitude and pain. "Ava, you were incredible," he whispered, leaning against her for support. "But I'm wounded. Babe, I need to heal." Panic surged within her as she examined his injuries. Deep gashes that marred his skin, the shadows having taken a toll not just on his body but on his spirit as well. "I'll find a way to heal you," she vowed, her voice fierce with determination. "We can do this together." As night fell upon the plateau, a sense of urgency filled the air. Ava knew they had to act quickly before the darkness returned to reclaim what it had lost. She took Darius's hand, their fingers intertwined, and together they rose to face the uncertainty ahead. Later that night, as Ava lay beside Darius, sleep eluded her. Her mind raced with thoughts of their confrontation and the ominous warning that had echoed through the glade. The shadows were not just a threat to Darius. They were a reflection of his past, a past filled with betrayal and pain that had forged the curse binding him. As she closed her eyes, exhaustion finally washing over her, Ava was swept into a dream, a vision of a time when they were free, laughter echoing in the golden fields, their spirits unburdened by the weight of darkness. In the dream, she saw flashes of memories, fragments of their life before the curse had taken hold. But just as she began to grasp the joy of those moments, a darker image emerged. Betrayal lurking in the shadows, the roots of the enchantment binding them. The faces of those who had turned against Darius, the choices that had led him down this turbulent path, flooded her mind. And then, amidst the chaos, a voice whispered through the darkness, revealing the truth. The true nature of the enchantment that bound Darius was steeped in betrayal, a curse born not from the absence of love but from the actions of those who had once been allies, now turned enemies. Ava awoke with a start, heart racing, the weight of the vision pressing heavily upon her. She turned to Darius, who lay beside her, the glow of dawn beginning to break through the horizon. "Darius," she whispered urgently, shaking him gently. "I've seen something, something important." He stirred, eyes fluttering open, confusion giving way to concern as he met her gaze. "What is it?" "The curse. It's deeper than we thought. It's tied to betrayal, to those you once trusted. We need to find out more." Darius nodded, determination igniting within him. "Then we will. Together, we'll uncover the truth and break this curse once and for all." With the dawn beginning to rise, Ava felt a renewed sense of purpose. Their love, forged in the heat of battle and tempered by the shadows of the past, would guide them through the uncertainties that lay ahead. The journey was far from over, but together, they would face whatever darkness awaited, hand in hand, hearts intertwined. Ava and Darius stood on the edge of the vast, shimmering plateau, the golden fields stretching endlessly before them. The air was thick with anticipation as they prepared to embark on their quest to find the legendary oracle rumored to possess the knowledge needed to unravel the curse that bound them. The warmth of the eternal dawn enveloped them, a stark contrast to the turmoil swirling in Ava's heart. "I still can't believe we're doing this," Ava remarked, her voice trembling slightly as she glanced at Darius. His handsome features were set with determination, but she could see shadows lurking in his eyes. "What if we don't find what we're looking for?" Darius turned to her, his expression softening. "We have to try, Ava. There's too much at stake. I can't let this curse keep us apart any longer." He reached out, brushing a strand of hair behind her ear, his touch igniting a flicker of warmth in her chest. "We'll face whatever comes our way together." Ava nodded, bolstered by his confidence even as a knot of anxiety tightened in her stomach. The journey ahead was fraught with uncertainty, and the darkness that had tainted Darius's past loomed like a storm cloud over them. She took a deep breath, steeling herself for the trials that awaited them. As they walked through the golden fields, the grass whispered secrets beneath their feet. The path twisted and turned, leading them through dense patches of wildflowers that danced in the gentle breeze. Despite the beauty surrounding them, Ava's mind raced with thoughts of the oracle. Would the entity they sought truly provide the answers they needed? Or would it reveal truths that could shatter their tenuous bond? "Stay close," Darius said, his voice low and serious, pulling her from her thoughts. "The plateau can be deceptive. We must keep our wits about us." Ava glanced up at him, admiration swelling in her chest. "I will. You don't have to worry about me." She found strength in his presence, but the shadows of doubt crept back into her mind. What if the oracle saw something they weren't ready to face? As they ventured deeper into the heart of the plateau, the golden light shifted, casting long shadows that danced ominously around them. Ava felt a chill run down her spine, and she quickened her pace to stay beside Darius. Each rustle in the grass seemed amplified, every whisper of the wind a reminder of the dangers that lurked just beyond their sight. "Do you think the oracle will be as we imagined?" Ava asked, breaking the silence that had settled between them. "What if she's different?" Darius paused, considering her words. "Oracles often present themselves in unexpected ways. We must be prepared for anything." He turned to her, a flicker of warmth in his eyes. "But regardless of what happens, remember that you are not alone. I will always stand by your side." His reassurance was a balm to her racing heart, but as they continued, they encountered the first of many trials. The path before them narrowed, flanked by towering stones etched with ancient runes that glowed softly in the dawn's light. Ava could feel the air thickening, a palpable tension wrapping around her like a shroud. "Look," Darius said, pointing to the runes. "These markings, they seem to tell a story." Ava stepped closer, tracing her fingers over the glyphs. "It's beautiful," she whispered, awed by the intricate designs. "But what do they mean?" "I'm not sure," Darius replied, his brow furrowing in concentration. "But I feel power emanating from them. Maybe they're connected to the oracle." Suddenly, the ground beneath them trembled and Ava stumbled back, heart racing. "What's happening?" she exclaimed, panic seeping into her voice. "Stay close," Darius shouted, his eyes scanning the surrounding area. "We need to." Before he could finish his sentence, a figure emerged from the shadows, cloaked in darkness. The air crackled with energy and Ava's heart sank as she recognized the familiar silhouette. "You should not have come here," the figure taunted, voice dripping with malice. It was Kale, a former ally turned enemy, the very one who had sought to keep Darius bound to the darkness. "You know nothing of the forces you're meddling with." "Kale," Darius growled, stepping protectively in front of Ava. "I should have known you would follow us." Ava felt the chill of dread seep into her bones as Kale approached, the shadows swirling around him like a living entity. "You think you can save him? Break the curse? It's far beyond your understanding, little wolf." "Stay away from her," Darius warned, his voice low and fierce. Ava could see the tension coiling in his muscles, a storm brewing just beneath the surface. "This doesn't concern you anymore." "Oh, but it does," Kale replied, a twisted smile creeping across his face. "Your bond is the key to everything. And I'm here to ensure it remains unbroken, by any means necessary." Ava's heart raced as she exchanged a glance with Darius. The stakes were higher than they had anticipated, and Kale's presence was a dark reminder of the past they were desperate to overcome. "What do you want from us?" she demanded, trying to sound braver than she felt. Kale's eyes glinted with malice. "I want to keep Darius in the shadows where he belongs. Your love is a weakness and I will exploit it." He raised his hands and the air around them grew heavy with dark energy. "Get back," Darius shouted, his voice echoing with authority. He moved to shield Ava, but she felt a surge of courage rising within her. "No, we can't let him do this," she cried, stepping forward. Ava could feel the warmth of her own latent powers awakening, a sense of connection to the plateau, to the ancient symbols, and to Darius himself. "You don't understand our bond," she declared, her voice steady despite the fear coursing through her. "We will not be broken by you or your darkness." Kale laughed, a chilling sound that sent shivers down her spine. "You think you can stand against me? You're nothing but a pawn in this game." He unleashed a wave of shadow and Ava instinctively raised her hands, feeling an energy course through her veins. In that moment, something deep within her stirred. The symbols etched into the stones glowed brighter, responding to her resolve. "Darius," she shouted, feeling the bond between them ignite like a wildfire. "We can do this together." Darius's eyes widened as he felt the connection strengthen between them. "Ava, focus. Channel that energy." With a surge of determination, Ava summoned the warmth of the dawn around them, merging it with her newfound powers. The shadows recoiled and Kale's face twisted with fury. "No, this is impossible." But it wasn't impossible, it was their truth. Darius took her hand and together they pushed against the darkness, channeling their love into a brilliant light that pushed back against Kale's haunting presence. The air crackled with energy and for a moment, it felt as though they could pierce through the veil of the curse that bound them. But just as victory seemed within reach, Kale unleashed a final, desperate strike, forcing them to brace against the onslaught. "Remember this moment," he hissed, shadows swirling dangerously around him. "You may have won this battle, but the war is far from over." With that, he vanished into the ether, leaving the air heavy with tension and uncertainty. Ava and Darius stood panting, the weight of the encounter settling heavily on their shoulders. "Are you okay?" Darius asked, concern etched on his face as he turned to her.
I think so," Ava replied, trembling slightly. "But what does this mean for us?"
"He knows we're coming for the Oracle. We're not safe." Darius took a deep breath, grounding himself in the moment. "We will have to be cautious. But we've shown that our love can push back against the darkness. We can't lose hope." Ava nodded, feeling a flicker of determination amidst the fear. "You're right. We have to keep moving forward. We can't let Kale win." Together, they pressed on, the golden fields stretching out before them, leading them toward the Oracle's sanctuary. The journey within was just beginning, and as they walked hand in hand, they knew that whatever lay ahead, they would face it together, forging their path in the eternal dawn. Ava stood in the golden glade, the warm light of the eternal dawn bathing her in a soft glow. The ancient symbols depicted on the stones surrounding them seemed to pulse with a life of their own, whispering secrets of old. Her heart raced as she turned to Darius, who was studying the markings with a furrowed brow, a hint of determination glimmering in his eyes. He had a plan, to break the curse that had bound them for so long, but it was a dangerous one that would require a sacrifice.
"Are you sure about this, Darius?" Ava asked, her voice trembling slightly.
"What if it doesn't work? What if it makes things worse?" Darius turned to her, his expression a mix of resolve and vulnerability.
"I've been trapped in shadows for too long, Ava. I can't live like this anymore. I can't let this curse dictate our lives or our love."
"But what will you have to sacrifice?" she pressed, her heart heavy with the weight of his words.
"I can't bear the thought of losing you again."
He stepped closer, his presence both calming and electrifying.
"I've learned that love often requires sacrifice. This is our chance to confront the darkness, to break free from the pain of the past."
Ava searched his eyes, trying to discern the depth of his conviction.
"What if your sacrifice is too great? What if it changes you forever?"
Darius reached out, gently cupping her face in his hand.
"Whatever happens, I promise I'll find my way back to you. But if we don't try, we'll remain prisoners of this enchantment, trapped in a cycle of suffering."
With that, he turned back to the symbols, tracing his fingers over the intricate designs.
"These markings tell the story of our bond, of the love that was meant to unite us and the betrayal that tore us apart. If we can awaken the true essence of our connection, we may find a way to break the curse."
Ava's heart raced, torn between fear and hope.
"How do we begin?"
Darius took a deep breath, his resolve unwavering.
"We must channel our love into the symbols. They hold the power to bridge our worlds. But I can't do it alone. I need you with me."
As they stood side by side, their fingers intertwined, a surge of energy coursed between them. Ava could feel the warmth of Darius's spirit mingling with her own, igniting a fire within her that she hadn't realized existed.
"I'm with you," she whispered, her voice steadying as she drew strength from their connection.
"Together then," Darius replied, his eyes locked onto hers, filled with an intensity that made her pulse quicken. They began to chant the ancient words inscribed upon the stones, their voices harmonizing in a melody that resonated with the very fabric of the plateau. As they spoke, the air around them shimmered, and the symbols glowed brighter, pulsating in time with their heartbeats. Suddenly, a chilling wind swept through the glade, extinguishing the warmth of their shared energy. Ava's breath caught in her throat as a figure emerged from the shadows, a dark silhouette that seemed to feed off the very essence of their love. It was Kieran, a former ally now turned adversary, his eyes gleaming with malice.
"Did you really think you could break the curse without consequences?"
Kieran sneered, his voice laced with venom.
"Love is a fragile thing, and you're both so naive to believe it can conquer darkness."
Ava's heart raced as she stepped closer to Darius, instinctively seeking his protection.
"What do you want, Kieran?" she demanded, her voice strong despite the fear coursing through her veins.
"I want to see you both suffer," he replied, a twisted smile spreading across his face.
"Your love is a lie, and I will ensure it remains unfulfilled." Darius growled, stepping forward, his wolf instincts surging to the surface. You won't take her from me again, Kieran. I won't let you. Foolish alpha, Kieran taunted, his form shifting, shadows swirling around him like a dark cloak. Love isn't enough to save you. You've always been too weak to embrace the truth of your past. Ava felt a surge of defiance within her. We're stronger than you think, Kieran. Our love is not a weakness, it's our greatest strength. With a mocking laugh, Kieran lunged forward, shadows coiling around him like tendrils of night. Darius instinctively pushed Ava behind him, his protective instincts flaring. Stay back, Ava, he shouted, his voice filled with urgency. But Ava refused to be a mere bystander. She stepped forward, her own burgeoning power awakening within her. No. You won't hurt him, she cried, raising her hands as she focused on the energy pulsing around them. In that moment, Darius and Ava united their wills, channeling their love into a radiant shield that pushed back against Kieran's darkness. The glade erupted in a clash of light and shadow, and Ava felt the raw power of their connection surge through her, illuminating the ancient symbols around them. Together! Darius shouted, his voice a fierce roar that resonated with the strength of their bond. We can defeat him. As they stood shoulder to shoulder, their spirits intertwined, Ava felt a surge of clarity. The symbols began to vibrate with energy, responding to their love and determination. We can't let him win, Darius. Focus on our love, she urged. Kieran staggered backward, his eyes narrowing as he struggled against the growing light. This isn't over. You can't escape your fate, he hissed before retreating into the shadows, leaving behind a lingering darkness that threatened to consume them. With Kieran gone, the glade fell silent, the tension hanging thick in the air. Darius turned to Ava, his eyes filled with a mixture of relief and concern. Are you all right? I'm fine, she replied, her heart racing from the adrenaline. But we need to finish what we started. Kieran will come back and we have to be ready. Darius nodded, his expression resolute. We will break this curse together. I won't let him take you from me again. As they returned to the symbols, the atmosphere crackled with anticipation. The air shimmered, and Ava felt a deep connection to the essence of their love, intertwining with the ancient magic that surrounded them. Let's do this, she said, determination igniting within her. With renewed strength, they began to chant once more, pouring their hearts into the incantation. As the words filled the air, the symbols glowed brighter, illuminating the glade with a radiant light. Ava closed her eyes, surrendering to the power of their bond, willing it to break the chains of darkness that held Darius captive. In that moment, she understood that love was not merely a feeling. It was a force that could spark change, ignite hope, and shatter the confines of their past. Together, they would rise, their hearts intertwined in an eternal dawn. But the shadows were not finished with them yet. As the ritual reached its crescendo, a dark wind swept through the glade, swirling around them like a tempest. Ava's heart raced as she sensed the impending danger, knowing that their battle was far from over. As the battle raged around them, Ava's heart raced with a mixture of fear and determination. The enemy, a dark silhouette flickering between the trees, was not just a foe to be vanquished. He was an embodiment of Darius's own inner turmoil. Each strike of energy resonated with echoes of their shared past, revealing the deep-seated fears and doubts that had plagued Darius for so long. In the chaos of the moment, the realization struck Ava like lightning. If they were ever to break the spell binding Darius, they had to confront not only the external threat but also the darkness lurking within him. Darius, she cried out, her voice cutting through the tumult. When their eyes met, she saw the flicker of uncertainty mingling with the ferocity of his alpha spirit. This isn't just about fighting him. It's about you, your past. You need to let it go. I can't, Ava, he shouted, his voice strained as he deflected another attack. I won't let you get hurt because of my mistakes. But Ava was resolute. You're stronger than this. We can face it together. You're not alone anymore. The shadows seemed to pulse with energy, responding to the intensity of their connection. She reached deep within herself, feeling the surge of power she had been discovering throughout their journey. It was time to embrace that power, not just for herself but for Darius too. Hold on to me, she commanded, extending her hand toward him. It was a call for unity, for trust. Darius hesitated, his brow furrowed with doubt. But the moment his hand slipped into hers, she felt a warmth radiate from their clasped fingers, igniting a flame of hope. In that instant, Ava closed her eyes and focused, visualizing their intertwined fates. She could feel the energy swirling around them, the ancient magic of the plateau responding to her emotions. "I'm with you, Darius. We will break this together." As she concentrated, the shadows that danced around them began to shift. They formed into a swirling vortex reflecting Darius's past, the betrayals, the losses, the anguish that had haunted him. "Look, Darius," she urged, pulling him into the vision. "You have to see this." Suddenly, they were transported back to a moment from Darius's past, a time when he had been betrayed by someone he had trusted deeply. The pain of that memory washed over both of them, and Ava felt her heart clench as she watched the anguish unfold in Darius's eyes. It was raw and visceral, a reminder of why he had been trapped in darkness for so long. "Let it go," she whispered, urging him to release the weight of those memories. "You're not that wolf anymore. You are more than your past." As the vision faded, Ava gathered her strength. "Now we merge our essences. We have the power to awaken the true alpha within you. We can break the curse." Darius nodded, a newfound determination igniting in his gaze. "Together," he affirmed, his voice steady, and for the first time he embraced the power within him without fear. Ava closed her eyes, drawing on the energy of the plateau, feeling the life force around them pulse with potential. "On the count of three," she instructed, her voice firm. "One, two, three." They surged forward, merging their energies in a brilliant explosion of light and color. The shadows around them writhed in protest, but they pressed on, feeling their essences intertwine, each heartbeat resonating in harmony. The power surged through them, breaking through the barriers that had held Darius captive for so long. With a final, blinding flash, the darkness shattered. The shadowy figure of their enemy crumbled, its form dissolving into the air like smoke. Ava gasped as the overwhelming energy flooded her senses, wrapping around them like a protective cocoon. When the light finally faded, a profound silence enveloped the plateau. Ava opened her eyes, breathless, and turned to Darius. He stood before her, the weight of the world visibly lifted from his shoulders. The dark aura that had once surrounded him was gone, replaced by a radiant glow that shone brighter than the eternal dawn itself. "Darius," she whispered, taking a cautious step toward him. "Are you?" "I'm free," he replied, his voice rich with emotion. "We did it, Ava. You helped me face my past." He stepped forward, enveloping her in his arms. The warmth of his embrace felt like a promise, a new beginning. As they stood there, the first hints of a new day began to paint the horizon. The eternal dawn, once a prison for Darius, now felt like a canvas for their future. Ava pulled back slightly, searching his gaze. "What does this mean for us?" she asked, her heart fluttering with hope and uncertainty. His eyes sparkled with a mixture of joy and determination. "It means we can forge our own path, Ava. The curse was not just about separating us. It was a reflection of the struggle within me. But now, I'm ready to embrace whatever comes next." Ava's heart swelled with emotion. "And what if dark forces still linger, Darius? What if they come back?" He caressed her cheek, his thumb brushing against her skin. "Let them come. We will face them together. We are stronger now, united by love and purpose." As the sun broke through the horizon, illuminating the golden fields around them, Ava felt a profound sense of peace settle within her. They had awakened not just the alpha within Darius, but a prophecy that spoke of their love's ability to conquer darkness. "Together," she echoed, determination lacing her voice, "we'll discover what this new reality holds." With their hands clasped tightly, they stepped forward into the unknown, ready to embrace the challenges and adventures that awaited them. The world before them was vast and filled with possibilities, and as they walked side by side, Ava knew this was just the beginning. Their love, once trapped in an eternal dawn, was now a beacon of hope, illuminating the path to a future unbound by shadows.